Next up, Dave, here on Ask the Law.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Got a question on a DOT safety audit. I recently got my own authority, and I have to go through a DOT audit. I had a company call me that they do a lot of safety things. They do the drug enforcement policy and what have you, if you pay them X number of dollars. He called me yesterday or the day before and mentioned something about having to have a 3-year background check on my driver. Hmm. Is that true or not?
Okay, Dave, what's going to happen is you're going to go through what's called a safety audit. This is a new entrant program. Anyone that is issued their own operating authority within the first 18 months of operation, you're going to have to go through this safety audit. What they're going to ask you to do is bring all your paperwork down, and it's going to be a pass or fail. This is so that you can continue to operate. One of the things that they're going to be doing is they're going to look to make sure that you have driver qualification files in place. They're going to check to make sure that you're keeping hours of service records. They're also going to look to make sure that you have established maintenance program. And then also they're going to look to make sure that you have an alcohol and drug testing program in place along with policies. Do you plan on driving or are you going to run the office?
No, I actually drive. I'm a company driver. A company I've been with for 17 years has been pretty good to me, so I've stayed here. The truck I bought, I hired the driver that was driving it.
Okay, in that situation right there, because you yourself are not going to be involved in the driving of the vehicle, you will be able to administer the alcohol and drug testing program without going and using a third-party administrator.
I was just kind of wondering because he said something about having to have a 3-year background check.
Well, what you have to do, Dave, is that you have to have the driver complete an application.
Yeah, just like if he was applying for a job with me, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And part of that requirement is you have to do a background check. You have to establish a history with that driver. Try to look and go back possibly 10 years, but you're only required the previous 3-year employment. Also, you're going to have to go back and however many employers he has worked for in the past 2 years, you're going to have to get results or get some type of information from those companies that deal with 3 questions. Has the driver ever tested positive for alcohol? Has the driver ever tested positive for drugs? And has the driver ever refused a test?
That's even though I've known this dresser for 17 years and I've known the company he's driven for 17 years.
Yes, sir. Well, in this instance, since he's driven on it with one employer, you're still going to have to contact that employer and see if they will release some type of information as far as the driver, his work habits and all of this, as well as obtaining the 3 questions.
There's no way around that, right?
There is no way around it.
No way around it. Yep, you got to get it done like that then.
Okay, so the truck that I bought, the driver that I hired, I bought the truck from the company that he was driving for.
Okay.
So I just have to go back, and that guy's actually carrying the loan on the truck for me too, so.
Okay.
So I just have to go talk to him and get whatever I need for the previous 3 years, which would be real simple because, like I said, he's driven for him for as long as I've known him.
Right, right. So does that help you, Dave?
Yeah, that, I just, like I said, I was just wondering on that company that called and they sort of hounded me and I'm a little bit peeved at them that they do that.
No, I understand. I'm glad we could help you. We're going to take some more calls, but I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thanks, man, for dialing in.